G'day, punters. Welcome to The Money Men. My name is Julian Valance, joined as always by Benny Clifton from the Sportsbet Trading Floor. How was the week?
Yeah, it was a good day of racing on Saturday. I'll be interested to see what you thought of the track, though.
Yeah, there was a bit in that. Thanks to Vince Arcardi, actually, for sending through the times. We got them. We put them into our database. Well, the track was very important here. I think, well, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of the track in terms of how it played overall? And then we'll get to actually the track condition.
Well, I thought the track played fine. It was pretty fair on the day. You could win from wherever, but it was a lot wetter than I thought it was going to be, considering we didn't get any much, if any, rain during the race day. It was all overnight and in the morning. Generally, when that happens, it gives a chance for the track to dry out a little bit, but it just didn't dry out, and it played into very elegant hands.
Sure did. So we're going to talk about this. So the track comes up from the stewards that it was a soft six. On our stuff, clearly, around the circle, 1,400 metres, punting tip for the punters out there as we get up the information, true position, entire circuit. Soft six, as we say, that's southwesterly across them. But that soft six, don't think was right, Benny. On our stuff, probably a heavy eight. Soft seven, worst of soft seven, most likely a heavy eight for those circle races, 1,400 metre races. The two sprint races coming out of the chute, probably around soft six, soft seven, but around the 1,400 metre races, the circle. To put that into perspective here, just on standard times, if it was a good track, first race, 2 3/4 second outside. Second race, 2 1/4 out. Then 3 seconds, 4 1/4 seconds, 3 1/2, 2 1/4, 1 1/2, 2 3 1/4, and the last, which was farcical, 5 seconds outside standard. That just indicates how wet this track was. So just be very careful going forward. We were on a soft deck, and I rang you sort of half time, as we say, during the day, and I said, this track is very, very soft. And what did you say about the Caulfield Cup?
Well, it's a moral. Very, very elegant.
You had to be on very elegant just because it was just playing into her hand. So it was surprising. As you say, no, we were expecting it to probably get into the good, the soft five range. It just did not dry out at all, and it was very, very soft.
Stewards have access to these standard times. That's their responsibility to be downgrading this track for the punters.
Totally. I am surprised, and just it's so important to be able to try and get yourself some information that's just going to help you with your punting, because it was a day that we spoke about on Three Wide and even Insider Trading that you had to be agile, that if this track was continually to dry out, then it was probably going to suit horses like Anthony Van Dyke and those kinds of horses. And if it was going to can stay wet, then Very Elegant would be the number one seed in the Caulfield Cup. It's so important for the punters. I am surprised the stewards didn't downgrade it, but that's the world we're living in at the moment. But really important information for the punters out there. Let's crack on. Race one here, Benny, 3/4 of a second inside standard time. They've gone out pretty quick here. 25.88 last 400, 13.38 last 200, which was the worst of the day. Power scheme, I thought he was probably the first to come off the bid at about the 600, 700. For those on that, you were probably a little bit worried, but then Mark Zara threw him over the line.
Now, we've got a lot of good races to get through. I don't want to waste too much time on this race. This is a very ordinary race. I think Power Scheme was the classiest horse in the race. Obviously, yeah, it did come off the bit, but once he got it going, once it straightened up, it was the winner. It was the winner probably 200 or 300 metres out, I thought. I could only follow the winner out of this race.
Yep.
It is very limited, and yeah, we thought that before the race, and it proved that they ran home in really ordinary time the last section. So, Power Scheme could possibly follow in a similar race, but very limited race for mine.
Just quickly with a couple of horses in terms of markets, Just Like Mum, $21 into $13, finishes third. The reason why it was backed, its best performances are on a wet track, so pros wanted to bear with it. And Power Scheme, they knew here with this, so the professionals knew this was the horse that was coming out of the fast run race compared to Sukut and Sugador, who were both soft. $3.40 into $2.90, they get that right. But as you say, race overall rated poorly with us. Race two, even tempo here, Benny, 24.92 last 400, 13.04 last 200. Again, only average home, equal to standard time. Rain Beale had those two performances in the country, was pretty solid in the market leads. Yes, Baby Yes, Craig Williams just sat outside of it, And then Incredulous Dream just got off its back. Benny Malham rode this horse very well to win the race. Not a race I'm very keen going forward, though.
No, we'll start with the favourite, Rainbow. I thought he did the right thing going to the front. And visually, I thought maybe he went a little bit slow in the lead. But you look at the numbers and they actually did go at a good clip. But he just didn't get that piece where Yes Baby Yes rolled right up to him, was eyeballing him most of the way rather than sitting a half length off. And I just think it took a little bit out of him at the end. He ran all right, Rainbow, but... probably had every chance for mine.
Yeah, totally. Market wanted to be with him. $2.80 Wednesday afternoon. Gets into $2.25 Saturday morning. We know the people that move the market then play then. Even money. So really good support. Runs third. Outside of that, Yosemite was $6 out to $7.50. I think it's in trouble. Yes Baby Yes was $6 out to $8. Sat outside it, as you said. Even if it went quicker, slower, whatever happened, I think Yes Baby Yes had Rain Bill covered. And Incredulous Dream was just rock solid at $12, wins the race.
Well, we probably should talk about the favourite. Probably had the Dream run just in behind him, best run in the race, and did a good job to get over him. But I think they're probably a limited bunch this lot.
Yeah, totally. Okay, let's go to race three. This is pretty good tempo out. Equal to standard time here, Benny. 24.98, 12.88, last 400, last 200, only fair. I'm worried about this race going forward. On our stuff here, Benny, this hasn't rated very well at all.
No, it hasn't. I thought the best part of the race was the ride by Jai McNeil. He used the horse between the 600 and 400 metres to put it in the race, and that enabled it to be close enough to that leader to get over the top. I thought it was a really good ride on In Danger, but you're right, they didn't break the clock. It was they ran pretty ordinary time, weren't huge margins, and the favourite Osama was... the second favourite held on pretty well considering, and I'm worried about this race.
Yeah, totally am. You were right sort of in the beginning. It was the original favourite, Osamu. $3.30 out to $3.80, out to $4.50, run second. So the market just didn't want to have anything to do with this horse. What they did want to have, so in that instance, they want to find something. They found In Danger, $4.50 into $4.20, $4.20 Saturday morning into $3.60. It starts favourite, it wins. But going forward, I don't know. It's probably the only one, maybe with a little bit of progression. I'm a bit worried about him.
The Freedman camp, starting to get a little bit of momentum now. They're going pretty well. Let's Toast was a decent run, running home for third. But as we said, if the overall race doesn't go that well, it's hard to really back a flashing lights run.
And I think that's really important for punters, because a lot of people might put So Let's Toast into the black book and say that was a great run. But overall, the race is rated so poorly that when it goes to somewhere else, market early doors, Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be backed, and then the big guys get involved, it's going to get back in the bin again.
And it's going to be clashing with different form lines that have gone a lot better than this race, and it's going to be hard to back despite that flashing lights.
Totally. Race four here, a tenth of a second outside standard time. Pretty slow overall to start with too when they went out. 25 flat, 12.94, last 400, last 200. We both spoke about being worried about race three. I am hugely concerned about the form coming out of this race, because a lot of these are going to the Derby. Oh, I'd be looking elsewhere.
Well, I thought it was quite a good effort by the winner. It didn't have many favours, but you're right. It won by a small margin, blanket finish. Probably Hit the Shot was the horse that made a decent amount of ground and really will relish that 2,500 metres of the Derby. But once again, it's hard to follow a horse out of a race that has gone so ordinary. And I think there's another horse in another three-year-old colt that might have the measure of these and might be running this Saturday in the Vars, possibly.
Possibly is. The horse you speak about, let's not be cryptic, is Young Werther. But there is also a theory that maybe he goes straight into the Derby. So sight unseen, if he goes into the Derby, we won't see him. If we see him in the Vars, then I think we might see a really nice horse. I mean, he'll probably just show that I don't think this form will hold up. Not really much from a market perspective. There was a little bit of specking for Redwood Shadow, $7.50 into $6.50. Again, that was off the form that had the wet track form when it won its maiden. Let's Karaka Deal, $3.90 out to $4.40. So it was well backed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which we spoke about. But then when the big players get, yes, it was unlucky. It's just got a figure there that they couldn't really give it a rating off. So it gets soft. Alvarado, $5 into $4.80, wins the race. Let's crack on to race five here. A third of a second inside standard time, Benny. So even tempo, 25.18, 13.06, last 400, last 200. The first 1,200 is 1.25 seconds quicker than race four. This just goes to show why I'm so worried about race four. First 1,200, 1.25 seconds inside race four, quicker than race four, and the last 400 come home just about similar. They've gone 0.75 seconds quicker than race four for the girls here. Chica Fuerte, $6.50 into $5.50. Can't really make an excuse for anything behind it. It led. It wins the race. I think it was the only leader for the day. All honours to that horse.
Yeah, for sure. You couldn't really make an excuse for many others. Maybe Succeeding Indeed didn't have the cushiest of runs, but even in that last 200 metres, it seemed to lose its action and really plodded to the line. So, once again, I think that these three-year-olds aren't much good, and if that Sydney three-year-old filly Montefilia comes down for the Oaks, she'd be winning that, I think.
Yeah, she just has to come down in one piece, you think, which is also very hard. She sort of had two grand finals. We speak about that it is sometimes hard, but she's going to have a little break and then come into the Oaks. Well, yeah, you know the professionals are going to have her well and clearly above the rest. We'll be back after the break. We're going to go through the next five races, including the big one, the Caulfield Cup. Welcome back to The Money Men. We are dissecting Caulfield Cup Day. It was a very wet track. It does say a soft six on your form guides when you're going to go forward, but it wasn't that. Obviously, the shoot races were around a soft seven, and I think those 1,400-metre races plus, we were just about close to a heavy eight. So let's crack on to race six here. Now, this race, a quarter of a second outside standard time. And when I speak about the standard times, remember, this is just on that trying to have soft conditions. They were a lot further out if it was a dry track in terms of standard. Moderate tempo, 23.76 last 400, 12.12 last 200. The market had these two at the top, California Zimbal and Fatous. They were both second up. One was coming out of a fast run race, one was coming out of a soft run race. That might be just how it landed in terms of the map. Mark Zara was positive California Zimbal. Yes, Fatous was pretty close on its back, but just held it off.
Yeah, and California Zimbal had 10 days between its last run. Fatous was off 35 days, could have had a little bit of an impact on the wet track, but they're two really good mares. They're on the way up, and I think they can be followed confidently going forward. I will say that She's a Thief missing the start probably changed the complexion of the race. Maybe if there was a little bit more tempo in the race, Fatous could have got over the top, and California Zimbal wouldn't have had such a soft run outside the lead there on the soft tempo. So it did change how the race was run. I think She's a Thief missing the start, but two really good mares here, and they'll find a race over the Spring Carnival.
They definitely will. I agree with you 100% here. They're two you can follow with confidence. They'll be winning races or being extremely competitive. So put those two in your black book, I would have thought. In terms of a market, Pinion, $8.50 into $7. Just off the fact that I think that probably was going to be a moderate tempo. We know its best is on moderate tempos and obviously had wet track form. For $2.60 into $2.35, there was no knock from a market for her. And California Zimbal rock solid at $3.70, as mentioned. The market wanted those two in particular. Race 7 was the 1,000 metres. It was the Caulfield Sprint. Half a second inside standard time. They've gone quick here, Benny. 23.36, 12.08, last 400, last 200, which is very good. I think this is a race you can follow with confidence. A lot of these horses, I think, will be going on and winning races. And Graf, well, off 133 days, this horse, 2018, on the same day, started favourite in an Everest at around $7 when he was a three-year-old. It's taken a while, change of camps. Danny O'Brien's got him. On his day, he's very, very good, and he showed it on Saturday.
Yeah, you probably want to see him do it one more time, I think. And I think they might have found the key, getting back over the 1,000 metres, maybe 1,100, off a quick tempo coming over the top, because they kept trying to get him to 1,300, 1,400 metres, and he's not necessarily a horse who's going to appreciate that trip, and he might be better ridden cold on a hot tempo over these shorter trips. Fabergino, I will say, was a good run. People say it's caught wide. It doesn't matter.
No
at Caulfield.
Issue there. Yeah.
You know, 1,100 metres, was 1,000 metres.
1,000.
Caught wide, only one turn. It's a gentle turn as well. So she ran well, wasn't particularly well weighted compared to the boys, but really good effort. I think if she gets a drier track, maybe down the straight where she has one, she can be really competitive.
Totally. In terms of a market, really interesting here. Jungle Edge, $23. Gets into $10 sort of around Saturday morning stage just because this track was playing really wet. But then you could sort of, the pros then could realise the chute was a little bit drier than what the actual circle was. Drifts back out to $23, finishes seventh. Fabergino, 6 out to 8, finishes second. I think that was just off the soft track. Get it back to a dry, I'm with you. She's going to run really well up the straight at Flemington. Alpha Oro is the one they wanted. 2.15 into $1.95, was on the minimum, really well suited. He runs okay, but he goes to the paddock, pulled up lame, I think they said, finishes fourth. And Graf, 13 into $9. Love the push for this horse. We know at his best he was going to be hard to beat. If you were with him or you were thinking about being with him, that push from a market was a great sign. So he wins the race. Race you can follow with confidence. I just want to use the example of the Bobby Lewis and the Gill Guy. We've spoke about those two races that Zutori won up the straight. They'll probably all sort of meet some horses like this coming into the Salinger, the old Salinger. I want to be with this race instead of those other horses. I know horses like Zutori love the straight. This race is ranked a lot better.
And we talked about those races in the past few weeks, saying those races didn't go all that well. We're looking for that alternate form line, and this appears to be that
absolutely
alternate form line.
Absolutely. Race 8, third of a second inside standard time. Fastest of the four 1,400-metre races that were run on Saturday, Benny. 24.04, 12.18, last 400, last 200. Just okay. Was it only an even tempo? Wild Planet had to carry 59 kilos. That doesn't really matter. He was pretty good. I thought Morrissey was brave. A few of these were out the back and chasing from a long way. Best of Days I speak of, even Windstorm, and you think, oh, they must have gone really fast for them, but they didn't really. So I think there's a couple of factors in that. Jamie Carr with Best of Days, who was $9 into $5.50 Saturday morning, then Saturday morning $5.50 into $4.80, just said didn't handle the conditions at all. So maybe do you forgive him for that run back onto a dry track at Flemington? Maybe, but it was poor. Windstorm on the quick 7-day backup, $2.25 out to $2.50, out to $3, finishes fifth. Maybe he comes to the end of his prep, but I think they're going to push on to the Golden Eagle in 2 weeks' time up in Sydney, but he's done a great job. Outside of that, what do you got for me?
Well, I think with the favourite Windstorm, they've done a great job placing this horse all preparation till this race, I think. I think it was just a step too far. It was up in grade. It was fifth run in, I think, in Melbourne on the backup. It just seemed like it was a bit of a stretch because it did exert a lot of energy last start to get that win off that hot tempo. I can't see it doing anything in the Golden Eagle for mine. 50 stars I thought was a pass mark. Will be better at Flemington, but he's only going to go up in class now. So I think it'll be competitive in whatever it runs in, but whether it can snag another Group 1, I'm not sure. Outside of that, Wild Planet, you know his level. I don't think he's a Group 1 horse.
Yeah,
I don't know about you.
Yeah, he finished ninth in the Epsom 2 starts ago. I think he was $17. That's about probably where he's at, Group 2 level, but he's going to win plenty of races and win plenty of money for the owners doing that. He was rock solid at $5.50. You spoke about 50 stars, $21 into $14 into $12, so that's good signs for that horse. He'll go to the Cantala, as you say, and then I think the rumour is he'll go 7-day back up into the McKinnon. Maybe the McKinnon might be the go for him, I think. Maybe just that'll be the perfect ideal prep for 50 stars.
And probably the last horse worth mentioning, the Inevitable. He looks gone to me.
Yeah, $9 to $7. So Marker was giving him another chance off sort of his form this time last year when it was over 1,300 metres in the Silver Eagle, maybe getting the toe into the track. Yeah, shame.
Spell time, I think.
Yeah, he looks in trouble, again. I think. Let's get to the Cup, Race 9. Equal to standard time here, but they haven't gone out overly quick at all in this race. 24.06, 12.20 home, which was okay, pretty good. But, yeah, they didn't break any records out. It was only a moderate tempo, that's for sure, Benny, and very elegant. We spoke about it. I think this was just so important. The track condition that was coming up as a soft 7, heavy 8 on our stuff. If you weren't with her or if you were half thinking about it, waiting, as we said, just wait. You got the track conditions. It played right into her arms.
Well, the track condition was important, but we also mentioned the profile of horses who win Caulfield Cups. It is a good horses race. The good horses can win with the bigger weights, as opposed to the Melbourne Cup, where generally the horses lower in the weights win that race. And, you know, she was reasonably well weighted for what she's done compared to the rest of the field. And, obviously with the wet track coming, it just made her an even stronger chance. And she didn't have it all go her way. They didn't go all that hard in front. She over-raced a little bit, got cluttered up, but once she got some clear air, she was always the winner.
She was rock solid in the market at $5. I just want to talk about Anthony Van Dyke from a market perspective. $5 sort of that Thursday, out to $7.50. We spoke about it on Insider Trading. They're at some stage the last 3 or 4 minutes with that huge profit on turnover in terms of the pros playing with the international trained horses. Got into $6. Totes even crumbled in further. As we mentioned, he's run enormous with 58.5 kilos. Can't take anything away from him.
And he's one of the best performed imports to come over for a while and obviously a great run. But to carry 58.5 in a Melbourne Cup is a different story. And I think they're heading that way. And as I mentioned, the Melbourne Cup's generally won by horses further down in the weights, but that was a fantastic effort, and if he had won the race, he would have been a worthy winner.
Absolutely. Just the other horse I want to mention, Master of Wine, 10 into 8 into $7.50. I just don't think he's up to the level. We think we're all trying to progress him to get to there. It just hasn't worked out for him. I know he sat sort of outside lead, but there was no real knock on that. They didn't go that quick. Prince of Arran was a run for the Melbourne Cup. We know he goes really well second up. I think he's won both times second up when he's been here. 26 into $17. They probably had to go back, which they probably didn't want to do. This horse will go forward in a Melbourne Cup beyond speed. He ran a bottler, I thought.
And really, it's just a tune-up run for the Melbourne Cup. I know some people would have backed him on Saturday, but he's going to be better suited in the Melbourne Cup. And Jamie Carr gets a great opportunity riding him.
Yeah. Your point about the Caulfield Cup is so valid, and I think it's so important going forward when you see the Caulfield Cup again next year, punters. This has become just a quality handicap. It has become a horse, a race for weight for age horses. Best Solution, Dunedin, Admire Racky, Anthony Van Dyke runs second, and Very Elegant with 55 for a mare wins the race. I'd be just looking top of the weights. It's very different ball game to the Melbourne Cup. We've got these horses that are progressing down in the weights. Caulfield Cup, it's just more or less a weight for age star race now.
Yeah, for sure. And you see what Avilius did. He's a weight for age horse, and he didn't have much luck at the turn.
I don't think he wins the race, but I reckon he definitely runs a hole. That was a monster performance from Avilius. Yeah. Again, just showing that the wet track, his best performances are on a wet track. Absolutely. All right, let's crack on to the last race. This race, well, I don't know really what to make of this race. They have gone so slow out. 1.5 seconds outside standard time for a heavy track. So it was actually 5 seconds outside standard for a good track. That's how slow they've gone. 22.58, 11.38, highlighted in yellow. It's the best last 400, best last 200 of the day. So it should be. These are Group 2 mares. And Madame Rouge, well, she didn't have any wet track form, and you're going to say, well, how do you know that? Well, the market told us. Now, results aside, the market's always a pretty good guide whether horses get through things or not. They got this one wrong, but $6 out to $7, out to $12. Market was screaming, just doesn't get through the wet track. That was also showing how wet this track was. But she has got the best turn of foot, and this is what happened with this race. It just became a sit-sprint affair. Best turn of foot wins the race.
I'll tell you what happened in this race. Craig Williams went way too slow on Felicia. To go 4 seconds slower than another 1,400-metre race on the day, you, as a leader, you take away your competitive advantage by going so slow. You allow those horses with the better turn of foot to come over the top of them. That's what Madame Rouge did. If he goes quicker on Felicia, she had a great setup to go a little bit quicker on the back up with the soft lead, go a little bit quicker. You take the sting out of the finish of a few of the others and you're harder to beat. I think he got it incredibly wrong leading on Felicia, way too slow.
I can't disagree with you. Market wanted Felicia, $4.20. Into $3.50, and the other horse they wanted was Perfect Jewel. Now again, this was a sign that this track was very, very wet. So the professionals obviously have their own databases. They were $3.90 into $3.10. She was poor. I think she goes to the paddock. We'll be back after the break. Trash and Treasure. Back with the Money Men, Trash and Treasure. I'll start with the trash here, Benny. Just race 4. Well done, Connections, for winning the race on Saturday. But looking forward to the Derby. This race, outside standard time, last 400, 200, just very poor as well. Worried about it, the race going forward.
No margins either in that race. Going too slow on a leader for mine. We talked about it with Felicia. Craig Williams rode it. They went 4 seconds slow for the first 800 metres compared to the other 1,400-metre races on the day. It's just too slow. You allow those horses with a good turn of foot to sit a little bit closer and come over the top. If you go a little bit quicker, you take the sting out of the finish of those horses. And I think you got it wrong on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a good shout. Treasure for me, race 7. This is a race you can follow with confidence, punters. Graf. Horses like Fabergino, they'll go to Flemington. They'll be in the sprint races there. Dry track, it'll be suited. They're going to run really well. Derby Day and those kinds of races. Look out for those horses, I think. Race you can follow with confidence.
Yeah, Mark Zara on Saturday, he was on fire. He was throwing them over long. Power scheme, Alborado. They took a lot of riding. He got the job done. And then by the time Very Elegant came around, he had the track sorted and timed their run to perfection.
Yeah, he's a gun. We'll be back next week. It's Cox Plate and we'll dissect all of it.